Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again
I see your face smiling inside. Welcome back, 23 after the hour, a little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Weldon Long is our guest. Weldon's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 7 years. His story is awesome. You got folks, you just got to go read about his life and the perspective that he brings to his thinking and his words. He's the author of The Upside of Fear. He's also the author of the Upside of Selling, Sales and Business Professionals. I'm sorry, The Upside of Fear is the other book. I've got it right in front of me. I don't know why I can't read it properly. The Upside of Fear, How One Man Broke the Cycle of Prison, Poverty, and Addiction. You got to read this story, folks. Weldon Long. Weldon, thanks again for being here. We're talking about perspective. We're talking about helping customers with perspective. And, you know, I know you agree with me when I say that nothing on the planet, I mean nothing, happens until somebody makes a sale. Salespeople are still the most important point of the spear of the marketplace. There's no question about it. And when they sell something, they're solving problems there, but also sometimes they and we ourselves need to learn how to get out of our own way, and they need to learn how to, they have to learn how to help customers get out of their own way. What do you think?
Customers is to help them identify the emotional pain under whatever their problem is. And I always joke, it's as easy as pie, P-I-E. Find the problem, the impact, and the emotion. So let's say, for example, I'm trying to sell you a car. And you tell me, yeah, my old car is not very reliable. That's the problem, right? But Jim, let me ask you, what's the real impact of driving a car that's just not very reliable? Well, I worry sometimes when I'm taking my kids to school in a storm that it might break down. Wow, how do you feel about that? Well, it kind of worries me. Now I know the worry behind the problem. Worry is the emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I go to sell you a new car, I'm going to say, Jim, if you trust me with this new car, you'll never have to worry about your car breaking down when your kids are going to school again. I'm trying to solve an emotional discomfort for you, not just a product or a service discomfort, right? I can sell you the pleasure of a new car, or I can sell you getting away from the pain of being worried about spraying your children. What do you think is more powerful?
Mm-hmm.
The key is helping them understand the emotional discomfort under their problems. That is what the true sales expert is able to do. But that takes building a relationship. You know,
That's right.
Mentioned earlier another guest you have coming up about getting away from the high tech, and people want the high touch still. I find that to be 100% true, right? That we kind of went through this thing of, you know, of all, you know, the digital transactions and things. I find that people still want the human touch. Because I don't care how good your, you know, AI is, artificial intelligence, there's nothing quite like connecting with another human being and that person helping you solve a problem.
Well, that's the thing, you know, that's what my last book was all about, is helping people understand that 100 years from now, when we're so digital or quantum, maybe even by then, who knows what we'll be, how far into the ones and zeros and the qubits we'll be. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, are going to be the same analog humans that you and I are, with the same desires, the same human requirements. We're still going to require trust. That's not going to change.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that we're missing a lot today is, and this is what I'm trying to help the younger generations understand. Yes, I know you love your technology. I do, too. It's how I make a living. But don't misunderstand that the things that what you have to influence are still human beings, the same analog humans. We're the same analog humans as Hammurabi and Moses and Abraham Lincoln.
Amen. I want you to know right now, Jim, I got my palms to heaven, and I'm saying, preach it, Jim, preach it, because I believe you 100%.
Well,
I'm down with you.
We have to do that, and we have to think of our customers that way. That's your message.
Yeah, it is. Listen, at the end of the day, sales is about trust, right? The bottom line is real simple. At the end of the sales process, at the end of a business transaction, we want our customers to take our advice, which is to buy from us. Mm-hmm. The degree to which they will take our advice and our recommendations is a direct proportionate relationship to the degree of trust and the relationship they have with us. It's that simple. I read recently that people decide typically about a third of the way through a presentation whether or not they're going to buy from somebody. And it's all about the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of our job also is to help customers. You're talking about getting out of their own way. They get in their way when they focus on what things cost them instead of what the value is for them. I've always been a value customer, not a cost customer. What do you think?
I agree. You know, there's a third of the market that's the value customer. There's a third of the market that's the price customer. And there's a third of the market that's undecided. Sometimes they go on value. Sometimes they buy on price. Those are the people driving their Mercedes to Walmart, right? They mm-hmm. love their fancy sports car, so they spend the money on the BMW or the Mercedes. But when it comes to a pair of jeans, they don't really care so much, so they'll go and they'll go to Walmart. To me, our job in business is to identify the value third in our market, build our entire marketing strategy, our business strategy around that third, and then go to battle and see how many of the undecideds we can win over. And if you can win over half of the undecided third and you got your third, that's half the pie, right? You get 17% right. of the undecideds, and you get the 33% of your market, your value third, and you're right there where you want to be. And I tell people when you do that, you got the right side of the pie. You got the big, fat, high, juicy part of the pie, not the nasty old, you know, crusted, right. no fruit filling part of the pie where there's no margin.
Hey, Weldon, I need your website, please.
WeldonLong.com, WeldonLong, WeldonLong.com.
And check out his books there and wherever books are sold. Hey, Weldon, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me. Have a great
See
day.
See you next
friend.
Time. Weldon Long, ladies and gentlemen, please go read his story.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.